Kylie Zimpel at the Federalist. Lockdown mongers can point fingers, but the science is in. They're to blame. Anthony Fauci, leading leftists, and their malicious band of media mouthpieces have all been sticking their fingers in the dike of the lockdown strategy. But as the data blows holes in the idea of lockdown inerrancy and the science gushes out, the ruling class is getting swept up in the current of their own failures, flailing at their opponents in a desperate attempt to divert blame. Again, I've been saying this for almost a year. There will and should be some form of a Nuremberg trial for U.S. governors, members of the House of Representatives, so-called doctors at the CDC and the NIH. Burks and Fauci go on trial.
What about Trump?
Executive immunity. It'll never happen. Burks and Fauci rested their lives in prison. Now, if you don't believe these people are desperate, listen to this. Were you able to? Okay, you got it. This is, we had to go to Mediaite to get the dang story, and I can't stand those pro-abort creeps. If you don't think they're desperate right now to try and continue the narrative and finish the job, well, I don't know what. No one knows what the genetic fallout is going to be from the T-cell virus jabs that people are getting. Ohio governor, now listen to this. I'm not making this up. This is not a Saturday Night Live skit. This is not a parody. This actually happened. Ohio governor announces $1 million lottery for adults who have gotten vaccinated. So again, the state's now going to give money away and lure the carrot out there for the rest of you idiots in Ohio who have not gotten vaccinated to go get vaccinated so that you can win the Hunger Games lottery. That's what this amounts to. This is an act of desperation. This is almost in a flat-out admission that the Vax Everyone campaign is a massive failure, that they're not going to be able to control all of the population with their vaccine passports. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine emphasized the importance of getting vaccinated, especially getting children vaccinated, by the by. If you go to frontlinedoctors.com or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Defense Fund, I think it's called. Is that right? Site, you will see that Pfizer is now cleared to start jabbing this DNA, RNA manipulating, monster making cocktail into the arms of 12-year-olds. They won't stop until they get to 2-year-olds, and then they'll go for infants. We must have the entire population shedding these proteins. Remember Rand Paul yesterday talking about how the researcher, the Wuhan and University of North Carolina researchers at the behest of Emperor Fauci team had taken the SARS influenza virus, if indeed that was ever isolated, and had added this stuff to it to supposedly make it more deadly. They failed. If that's what happened, then they failed. But there was Fauci-tine denying it. Well, Senator, you're just wrong. You're misleading people. Well, he wasn't misleading people. Now they've come up with a, quote, vaccine, close quote, to undo the damage that they did in cooperating with the labs in Wuhan, China. You know what else is happening out there? If you go to the Twitter feed where Mike DeWine, this lunatic governor, just one of these guys that will go on trial in the Nuremberg Corona hoax trials, DeWine should lose everything and be buried underneath the jail. never see the light of day again for what he did to the good people of Ohio. If you read the Twitter feed and the comments underneath where DeWine posted this $1 million bounty, you'll see Corona useful idiot after Corona useful idiot going, "You skeptics are so stupid. We know that you can get COVID-19 after the vaccine, you idiot, but it minimizes the effects of it." So you risk your life with an experimental drug. So you got a free donut or a free beer or a free, what are they giving away in New Orleans? A free pound of crawfish now. So that you can still get the flu, but it won't hurt as much. Do I have this right? DeWine said, "It's time to end the health orders." People have been following the past year as more and more people get the Corona Doom vaccine. DeWine said, "Vaccination is clearly safer, regardless of age, than running the risk of getting COVID." What do you base that on? There is simply no statistical or scientific basis for this. I got to tell you, I'm tired of talking about this. You know, I have a friend, he and I coordinated and corresponded for just about a year. From March of last year to March of this year, over this. He would feed me stories. He was out there watching videos. He was out there listening to shows, or reading, signing up for emails. And he was all in the fight. He quit in March. I've only heard from him a couple times. He quit. He goes, "I can't do this anymore. I got a family. I got a job. I got stuff to do. I put a whole year into this. We did nothing, Mike." Oh, but au contraire, we did not do nothing. The fact that DeWine wants to give $1 million away to try to entice people to get the Corona Doom DNA manipulating vaccine says that we were part of the team that's winning. We're winning. They did not carry the day. Everyone is not going to sign up for this death cocktail. And their plan, look, the whole thing goes out the window. If you don't have the ability to manipulate majorities of the population, they can't get away with it. We're winning. The truth is winning. Adults who have gotten at least their first dose of the vaccine will be eligible, and winners will be selected once a week for 5 weeks. They're going to give $5 million away. Do you know how many people you could lift out of poverty? How many children could you feed? How many mothers who are about to have their babies murdered in Ohio because they say, I can't afford to become a mother. How many children could be fed and put into some kind of foster homes or extended care for struggling expected mothers with 5 million clams? Here's the kicker. The money will come from existing federal coronavirus relief funds. So you mean you passed Porculus Succubus Stimulus Part 2? Or is it Part 5 now? I lose track. You passed the Porculus Succubus Stimulus so that governors could make millionaires out of Tuskegee Airmen vaccine test subjects? And you don't think that they're desperate? DeWine explained the decision thusly. "I know that some of you are shaking your head and saying, that Mike DeWine, he's crazy. This million-dollar drawing idea of yours is a waste of money." But none, listen. "But truly, the real waste at this point in the pandemic, when the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it, the real waste is a life that is lost now to COVID-19. Well, wait a minute. By their own admission, by their own admission. And by the people that are getting the jab. They're not sparing anyone's life. No one's going to be saved from this. Instead of having 103 temperature, you get 102. Did you get the jab? I got jab. Did you get sick? Yeah, man, I still got sick, but it wasn't nearly as bad. My fever only got to 101.9, yo. Did you get the jab? No, I didn't get the jab. Did you get sick? Yeah, I got sick. Well, my fever, it was terrible, man. It went to 102.3. See? I'm a smart guy. Mine was only 101.9. Nanny, boo-boo. You'll have five eyeballs, but hey, you know, I got a third eye growing out of the middle of my forehead now, but hey, I got a, you know, I was in the lottery. I got some money out the deal. Oh, Scott Keller, comment of the day in the Crusader Stadium chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. So then the vaccine is the equivalent of Theraflu. The vaccine, as James Clyburn called it, the vaccine, all of you, everyone in the Congress need to get vaccinated. By the way, is Congress 100% vaccinated? No. What do they know that you don't know? So, Dayquil is the equivalent of a vaccine. Look, you can still work while taking Dayquil. But if you really want to knock out the corona doom because you've got to get new and improved, NyQuil. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And so they're going to give $1 million away for 5 weeks. We have completely now lost all sense and all attachment to reality. Nothing is real anymore. Oh, you want $1 million? Sure. Well, the federal government just appropriated $4 trillion. What's $1 million out of it?
Exactly. The government has figured out we'll do anything for free money. This is just a spinoff of, you know, free unemployment.
That's right. Extended unemployment benefits. If we can make them do a song and dance, if they'll do a jig just to get $600 a week, what will they do if we offer them $1 million? This is the dystopian future so many sci-fi writers had revealed to them, I believe, by the Holy Ghost. I do not believe in fictions. I believe that the Holy Ghost is at work, told Asimov and told Orwell and told the other ones. Here, write this down. Yeah, no one's going to believe it, but go ahead, write it down. By the by, so we're heading, if you're just joining us, do not be alarmed when you hear Mr. Barrett taking on the show here in about 10 minutes or so. Mitt is O'Connell and I only have one shot to go to traditional Latin Mass for what we view as a holy day of obligation.
It's not a holy day of obligation. You need to look at your stupid calendar again. Isn't that what it says?
Okay, you have your story and I have mine. That's fine. But I'm going to go to Ascension Thursday Mass, and the only one that we could go to is at 7 a.m. So, and we're thankful for that. So we'll go to the 7 a.m., and Mitter Barrett will fill in admirably, I'm certain. But do not tune out.
Okay, I can go to Breitbart and Breakfast Flakes now. King Dude's leaving.
I'll be back for the last 2 hours of the program, and in the last hour, we have our exclusive video interview with Gracie Olmsted, author of that book, Uprooted, which we now have in the Founders Trading Post at mikechurch.com/shop. Can't wait to talk to Gracie about that. But before Barrett gets here, let me play you a regime leader Biden clip. You got to hear this.